Over my dead body, these stars will let you know it's over. Now if I had my way, I would leave you here to waste your final days buried beneath.
From the heart of 420 comes... I also like that you did your Kirby voice there.
Hey, man.
and then you went to that 70s show.
Dave, Kirby's not here, man. Have you checked the shoe department?
God damn it.
Welcome to Podzilla After Dark. It is Thursday, September 13th. It took me a second. And we're ready to rock and roll here tonight as Mandy is... What the fuck are you doing?
Why she's making her list to be so very fancy? Pretty.
Because I have markers.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Back after a week absence here on the Thursday show. And that was a gift to the internet. You're welcome.
Dearly missed.
Oh, please.
Very missed.
Oh, please. Jesse
Did
Kimble
you hear me try to do that intro last week?
I thought it was fine. I thought it was
he
good.
He didn't listen to it.
No, I did. Okay. I really did.
I figured he at very least listened to the intro.
I've been trying to listen to the shows more lately, and the only show I can't listen to is Nerds for Hire, and that's just because I'm so jealous of that intro that I actually get a little angry every time I hear it.
That intro is quality.
Yeah, that is like...
I am thrilled with it.
This is the best of the best. Jesse Kimble's down at the end of the table tonight.
Hey.
And to our right, Lindsay Wolfgong.
Hi.
Queen of the iCloud.
Hate iCloud.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Oh, hey.
You were so awkward. I love it. This is Mandy's 3-year anniversary with the show. Congratulations.
Really?
Yeah, actually, it was either this week or close to this week. I looked at it today. You and Dalton started a week apart from each other.
Oh, damn.
In September.
Hells yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. I posted it on our Facebook today. So you started on a Nerd Up because the only reason I know is because I just, for whatever reason, I decided to go back and listen to our first shows from this month.
Yeah.
And the one that Mandy was on literally says making her debut Mandy Kennedy. And I was like, oh, it's Mandy's first episode. And then like three shows before that, it said our biggest fan sits in on the show. And that was the first one Dalton ever did. And then he did another one about a week later where he was actually on the show.
Yeah.
So
I think I was like hungover for that one or my second show. I was like,
I think it was your second show because that was when we were still doing morning shows for some reason.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck. I don't even know how to do this podcast and I'm going to be hungover.
None of us really know how to do this podcast. Lindsay's celebrating her. Well, she was here from the original. She's an OG.
Yeah.
Well, technically, no. The OGs were myself, Hunter Hendricks, Zach Price, and Louis Benson. Technically, we're the four OGs because we did the very first show.
Uh-huh.
They did the very first Podzilla 1985.
Yes. And then the second show was another wrestling show, which Jesse was actually on.
Was I?
Yeah. You made an appearance because it was after WrestleMania.
Oh,
it was when Brock Lesnar and
Roman Reigns.
I think Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. Yeah, yeah. And then Lindsay was on the third show because it was the one we did about Tara Reid. Because I was just looking for an excuse to do a show
where you and I were just sitting in the apartment and you pulled out the mic and said, "Hey, come over here."
Listen,
okay. Boy,
sound quality from those days was bad.
Never good when I just pull out something and go, "Hey, come here." Hey, little girl. I'm gonna show you my microphone.
Sound quality was fine for like that first PZ85 because you guys actually did it in a studio.
Yeah, Hunter took care of us for sure.
Versus the rest of the shows were done either on...
It was that one condenser mic, and I don't remember whose mic it was. I think it was yours.
Me and Krista each had one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you ended up buying the one you have.
Yes, the Audio Technica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not a condenser. It was just another dynamic.
Right.
Which is less good for picking up as much stuff, which is fine. I mean, dynamic is more what we need for this show.
For right now, definitely. I bought a, I think I mentioned it on the Tuesday show. Did I mention I want to believe? No, you did. because you said I can't quit because of what I just bought.
Yeah.
Because I bought a Blue Yeti microphone while I was in St. Louis.
And me being the dweeb that I am, as soon as he said he bought a Yeti, I'm like, okay, it better have been on sale. Did you get a cup or a cooler?
She did. And to be fair to her,
because
Cody also thought the same thing.
Because I work with a different type of Yeti.
Yeah, no, I would think that too, because I only know Yeti.
Yeah. I wouldn't refer to Tanner as a Yeti.
Oh, we have many times.
So
on this
many
show.
Times.
Tanner, do you owe me $5 still? Because I think you do.
What does he owe you $5 for?
From the last fantasy football, I think.
Yeah, he never paid his dues for the last fantasy.
What? And if he paid me, it was literally like 6 months later, and I really honestly can't remember if he did or not.
Yeah, because basically it got around to like Mandy won the championship last season, and I just passed Tanner's debt to her.
And I was like, are you going to give me my $5 for Tanner? He's like, no.
Are you sure that Tanner, maybe Tanner tried to pay you in like raccoon pelts. Did you check outside? Do you still live in the same place you did when you won that?
Yeah, she does.
Maybe.
But he doesn't know where I live.
Oh, I mean, he works for like the government. I'm sure he can find out.
I don't think any of that's true.
Oh, he works for somebody probably.
That's true.
I'm going to be honest. So... we have a group of ladies that live above us, swell ladies, swell, and they very clearly like to partake in the Devil's Green because
they are very much baked.
This place smells like Pepe Le Pew constantly. That's from Looney Tunes.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
It stinks in here real bad.
It does. It smells like the Chronic. And I'm not talking about WCW. Is Justin listening?
He's talking
listening.
About that salad.
That devil's lettuce.
It smelled like weed all day, and I really do think that I've got a contact high because I feel fuzzy and words are hard. It's either that or I'm like pre-stroke, which could also be a thing.
Or you're just thirsty.
And hungry.
That too.
Oh, food.
Yeah.
Doesn't help for the topic tonight.
I know.
No, tonight we're talking about food.
Woohoo!
Now, what was the deal? Is it our favorite food, our favorite places to go? What did we agree on?
I thought it was just comfort foods.
Yeah,
comfort.
That's what I thought,
I mean,
too.
I just wrote down places of what I would eat there, which is what food
Wait,
is still
please
food.
Say that again. Places of what I'd eat there.
She wrote down food places and what she'd eat there.
Okay, because the first one just says pizza. Is that a place you go? Do you go to pizza?
I want to go to pizza.
I would love to go to pizza right now.
Can we make that happen? Mandy, what's the address of pizza?
Where's pizza at?
I can't tell you. It's mine. And I'm not sharing ever again.
Mandy's going to Pizzaville over there, and we're over here suffering. I don't appreciate it.
So cry.
We're going to talk about comfort foods tonight for when you got that, you know, less than fresh sensation.
What? So, like,
I feel like we have different definitions of comfort food.
Yeah, I'm lost. No one has their list written out, so I can't.
I don't
even
need
spy.
To.
I really don't need to.
You always write stuff down.
Comfort food is
to be
a pretty,
pretty
loose definition. Just. It's
I mean,
food
it's
that makes
scribbling.
You happy.
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily healthy or something you eat all the time.
That's what
it
I
just...
said.
It's
something that makes you feel good when you munch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then does... something that makes you feel
no.
good when you munch it. No.
I knew
no.
where you were going.
We're not
going
to go there?
No, we're not.
All right.
That's not actually food.
Well, I tried.
You eat it. Ain't food.
If you are what you eat...
What are you?
Dalton's a dick. This is the part of the show where I like to remind everyone of how much I love Dalton, because this used to be a thing that happened a lot. We would make jokes about people on the show, and they would get so mad, and it was usually my fault. I would go home, and the next day I would have a message waiting from Tanner saying,
well, 'cause sometimes
why
we,
did you say that about me?
Sometimes we would go a little far.
There's
you would
one,
go a little far.
There was that one episode I triggered and just went off about Dalton and when he fucks with his hair on Nerd Up. You remember that?
I do remember that.
I just got triggered and we went and steamrolled it for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got a message about that the next
day.
I think
Dalton. He messaged me too. I was like, I'm sorry. I just, the moment happened and I went blind rage and don't know what happened after that.
Yeah, it's very easy to launch into tirades about each other on this show, and it's not that I feel like I'm above it. You guys can absolutely talk about me. There's plenty to work with.
Well, the one time we did, you got real upset.
I don't remember what
you were on the show though.
Oh, that's different. There's a difference between saying Dalton is a dick and saying that don't fall asleep near Shannon or your butthole hurts. That is not a thing.
But it wasn't behind your back, which is the nice thing.
That's true.
Guess that's true.
And also, in complete fairness, saying Dalton is saying Dalton eats dick and therefore is a dick
is
probably along like among the nicer things that we say about Dalton on this show.
Yeah, I seem to remember a certain someone referencing Perryville teeth in a car once. But at least it wasn't on the show.
It wasn't. Because and I wouldn't do it on the show now because I know how much it hurts him.
I like to think that Dalton has evolved to a point now where he doesn't feel the stings anymore. Because I used to get messages every other day and a lot of them were deserved. Some
he
of
probably
them weren't.
Waits like for the time slot and is like about 10 minutes in the show, they're probably going to name drop
they're
me somewhere.
They're
going to
fucking talk about me. I mean, like, Dalton's doing big time things now, so I am super proud of him. But doing big time things means he couldn't be on the show last night. And
that's when the dolphin puppet came out.
Dolphin Anthony made his first appearance. And if you think you've seen the last of Dolphin Anthony, you are clearly mesquite.
Amphinesty. No, I was going to try and put Finn in there, like, because of dolphin Finn. I'm done. I must be
No, I like
too.
It. No, it's a good joke. No, it's a good joke. I was going to do the entire CCW Live as that puppet. Asa talked me out of it.
That would have made me so happy. Great.
Yeah, but Asa was right. As Asa often is.
It's true.
Asa very much a voice of reason here on the show. Hey, I've got a really good motherfucker of the week this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, who you got?
Did you hear? Hey, Kevin, you hear about this? It's my Jay Leno. Okay. It's not as good as my other things.
That's not even who I thought you were doing.
So have you heard of this? His name's Nermal.
The cat?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that the moment I read the guy's name because this is the first time I've actually read it. And I'm probably mispronouncing. It's Nirmal.
I would still call that Nirmal.
Sounds like Nirmal to me.
Go for it.
Nirmal Mulye. M-U-L-Y-E. M-U-L-Y-E. M-U-L-Y-E is right. Yes.
M-O-U-S-E.
Jesus Christ.
This
is a rough one.
I'm fucking baked. Call me Lays.
Baked?
That's the joke. Dave.
Anyways.
He's the founder and president of Nostrum Pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
And
that sounds familiar.
He, in a recent story, defended his executive order to raise prices by 400% on a drug that is essential to lower urinary tract infections.
What?
He raised the price of the drug from $500 per bottle to more than $2,300.
Aren't you getting enough already?
Because those are pretty common, I feel.
My favorite part about it, and the reason he's the motherfucker of the week, because people gouge all the time, but it's his reasoning that really makes him the motherfucker of the week.
Great.
He said to the Financial Times, as he's being blasted for this, he said, "I think it is a moral requirement to make money when you can, to sell the product for the highest price." And he compared it to an art dealer who sells a painting for $500 million and said that he's in this business to make money.
Okay, something that is one of a kind cannot be
and you
put
don't
onto something
have
that
to
is
buy it
like,
to not be in pain.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That is something that
completely
no one
different.
Has to buy. This technically is something that someone may need. So that they don't get further, like, infected and just die.
He defended himself on those comments and said, "Is it moral for me to lose money? If I don't make money, then I can't create those jobs.
Yummy.
And where does the money go when I make it? It goes back into research and hiring new people
right
here in
the
USA.
It goes into your bank account."
Shit. He also said the real villain is the incompetent and corrupt FDA.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Can we put him back in his box?
He defended, what was that guy, what were they call him, Pharmacy Bro? What was his name? Pharma Bro.
Oh.
Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, Martin Shkreli.
Who raised his AIDS drug by more than 5,000%.
I thought he was the one that did EpiPens, wasn't it? Or
I don't know if he did EpiPens.
Someone did.
One thing that I will give, even though he hasn't done much about it yet, I hope that he does. I will give President Trump credit in that has gone after the price hikes on medicine. Like, he's very much this is a guy that finds it difficult to declare Nazis bad. So for him to even be able to say, yeah, those people that are like really trying to gouge people on this medicine prices are evil, for him to say that,
that's saying something.
Like, he may have said that at a rally while simultaneously buying stock in the company. Like, let's be honest. Like he doesn't give a fuck about these people.
Does anybody anymore?
He's gonna care about those elderly voters.
Not if they die.
Yeah, like I said, he may very well have said that like at a rally with senior citizens.
Yeah.
That sounds like,
but he's absolutely, I mean, he's right. He's absolutely right. They're really gouging the prices on this shit.
No, they are.
Like we've said it before that the medicine in the United States and hospital care and stuff like that is just absolutely fucking ridiculous. What's up, Calvin? Calvin just walked in with money. Money, please.
Money, please.
Money, daddy.
Money, daddy. Wait a minute.
Money, no, daddy.
From Parks and Rec.
No money, please.
Yeah, but I think she says daddy.
Money, daddy. That's called that's just called a pimp, isn't it?
Or sugar daddy.
Bye, Calvin. Bye, Calvin.
Leave.
You're
gonna leave.
You called him money daddy.
Money daddy.
As if you don't already think that.
What's that? What?
Anyway.
What, man?
No, like I don't disagree with Trump's statement. I don't think Trump agrees with Trump's statement is what I'm getting at.
I don't think Trump agrees with any statements he ever made other than he really wants to fuck his, never mind. That's too much. No, I'm not going to go there.
That's a good plan.
There was a time though where like, oh, I wish I could find the exact quote, but there was this 14-year-old girl who was doing something. And he was like at a press conference with, this was years ago. And she like gets on an escalator and leaves. And he says something to the reporter with him, said, you know what's crazy is that in like 5 years I'll be dating her. And like, holy shit, that's creepy. Mm-hmm. That's money daddy.
Yeah.
Mandy, you got the wrong money daddy. Trump is money daddy.
And Manny's just sitting here stripping at the table.
I'm not even going to look.
I'm sweating out of like embarrassment of talking. And it makes me nervous. And I'm hot now. And things are... Stop looking at me.
You're talking.
Yeah. You're just being polite.
I'm not doing well today.
So anyway, that's your motherfucker of the week is Nermal. Yeah, and Lindsay, what do we do with Nermals?
We mail them to Abu Dhabi.
He actually looks like he's from Abu Dhabi, so... Maybe that's not a... Jesse's giving me the no eyes.
The no eyes.
I was making a Garfield reference.
Well, I know what you were doing. And I know what Shannon was doing.
We never know where Shannon's going, yeah.
I mean, we usually know where Shannon's going. Well,
Shannon's taking the Highway 420 to...
Well, it's the highway to hell and a stairway to heaven. So when you just,
I'll see you there. I can't find where he's actually from. I actually want to know to see if how racist I was being.
Very,
very.
That's
Jesse. I also saw that. Did you see that Jason Todd is going to be in the new Titan series?
I did. Yeah, I saw the pictures of him interacting with Dick. God damn it. You snickering broke Lindsay.
I know. Really hard.
But anyway.
I think the term interacting with Dick is what broke her.
You can send me dick pics any day. Do you remember that?
I do. Oh, I wonder if I still have that screenshot somewhere.
Jesse sent me a picture of like Dick Grayson. I think so. What I just said, you can send me dick pics any day.
No, it was okay. So I
sent
her.
Something happened. I don't remember.
Yeah, I sent her the picture. It was Nightwing, and I was, and the capture was just unsolicited dick pic.
Oh yeah.
And she replied in like the actual like chat on Snapchat with like bet like you know oh, heart eyes heart eyes yes. heart eyes like best dick pic I've ever yeah. seen, and then best. Like. The like one of the other like embarrassed satisfied faces. I don't know what you call the emoji.
Embarrassed satisfied faces. That's one of my favorite terms.
And so
it might be the weed talking.
So that was all that was there. It was just like I sent a picture, she opened it, and then like best dick pic ever. So I screenshot that. And I sent it to her, and I was like, this is too
out
funny.
Out of context.
He just sent her a message that said, I demand $7,000. Who else this is going out?
Oh,
I don't know. That reminds me of something that Allie sent me. She didn't send me a dick pic, but she sent me a message that was so odd sounding that I saved it and I posted it on her wall. I had to find it. Where I know autocorrect is what got her, but it says, "I didn't want to see a duck that you have striked." I don't even know what that means.
I don't
True
either,
story.
But I like it.
There was a girl once. I won't name her name, but she liked to send naked pictures out, and she said in no uncertain words that she wouldn't mind if she got a dick pic from me. So I sent her a dick pic. And she's like, oh, that looks great. And I'm like, thanks, but it's not my dick. I just looked up a picture of a dick online and sent it to her. It still counts, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It was certainly nicer.
She didn't specify whose dick.
I should have sent her a picture of like Lexington Steele's dick. Who was just, let's just say he played Nick Fury in the porn version of Avengers. I should have sent her that and said, what do you think? That's black. Yeah, it is. Just like that ass is going to be when I'm done with you.
Oh my God.
Damn.
I'm going to make that hole look like it's burnt.
I didn't sign up for this episode.
You did. Right. You actually did. I have the email.
The email?
Oh, it's the weed. It's the weed's letting us off. Okay, let's...
You can't keep blaming it on the weed, Shannon.
Have you seen the new episodes of It's Always Sunny?
No.
I'm
going to need you to.
Is it on Hulu yet?
No.
Did you watch another one without me?
Yeah, because when I got home, you were in bed at 10.
Yeah, because I fell asleep.
That doesn't change it.
The fact of the matter is,
the white girl, whatever your name is, Lindsay.
I'm sorry that I worked hard the past 2 days and was tired.
And your reward was going to be an all-new episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen because I passed out.
But Jesse, I need you to watch them. They're very, very funny.
I mean, I will as soon as they go up on Hulu.
The son of a bitch. That's months away.
What do you want me to do? Like, I don't have any other way of watching it.
Don't you have a TV service at all?
No.
Go to his house and watch it.
Come to my house and watch it. Actually, yeah, that's a good idea.
I guess I could do that.
Asa's coming over on Sunday before the pay-per-view. By the way, this Sunday is a pay-per-view.
Gotcha.
And if you want, he's going to watch it over at my place. You can come over too, and we'll all watch the first two episodes. I'll watch it for a third time.
That sounds like fun.
There's a sex doll in it.
It's disturbing.
That looks so much like Glenn Howerton that it's insane. And then I thought to myself, if you can make sex dolls look that realistic, why haven't I gotten one yet?
Because they're real expensive.
Have you looked into them?
No, I haven't, but I would assume.
You know what happens when you assume?
Uh-huh.
Mandy, you want to answer it?
No, I know what it means, though.
Okay. Have you guys ever looked into the price of like sex dolls?
No.
They are expensive. Unless you want like the very basic blow up doll.
The one that she just looks surprised all the time.
Yeah. She kinda looks like the potato from the cat bug skit.
No.
Yeah. Just the mouth wide open. Yeah.
Rebecca! I supposedly get new Bravest Warriors episodes tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Supposedly.
And Jesse, the new season of American Vandal starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I still need to finish Iron Fist, though.
How is the second season?
Way better than the first one.
Are Typhoid Mary's in it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I like Typhoid Mary. And she's actually really cool.
Is she the bad guy? Spoiler alert.
I don't know yet. I'm not far enough to really determine that.
That's how I feel about Spider-Man the video game. Like, I just know for a fact Doc Ock's going to turn.
Well, yeah, they gave us that in the trailer, which is kind of a
bummer.
Well,
shit, I didn't know that. Son of a bitch. I thought I was smart.
Yeah, no, like, they basically, we didn't know it was a huge spoiler, but two big-time bad guys, like, two big-time, like, plot twists in the game were effectively spoiled in the trailer.
Just well, the other one, I probably don't want to know, do I?
Probably not. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
I've been playing it mostly at night because that's really the only free time I have to do, like, whatever. Yeah. I'm only like 15% into it, which is like 3 hours. And I thought, holy shit, I'm going to beat this game in no time. That's scary. I'm assuming I'm wrong. Maybe I've just...
I mean, you can probably just fly through the actual story without doing much upgrading or anything.
I've done nothing but upgrading. I've skipped the story, actually. I just got to the part where you play as Mary Jane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because I started just running around like, oh, backpacks.
Yep.
With cool stuff in it. And voice lines of history that happened with this stuff. Well, okay.
Okay.
So yeah, I went around and got all the backpacks, and then later there's other collectibles you can get. Like, it's one of those things, like, I talked about it on Sunday. I don't normally give a fuck about, like, collectibles and sandbox games. I play through it, play through the story, I have fun, and then I move past it. Spider-Man, though?
Something about that Spider-Man.
Yeah, I absolutely love going around in that sandbox. Like, I love playing in that sandbox, which is very unusual for me.
Same. I just like swinging around and finding things. I found the fun. Did you find the Ghostbusters firehouse?
Yeah.
The hook and ladder. I found that. I found the Avengers Tower. Not that that was very difficult.
That
it's
was
the giant
very,
building.
I was about to say, it's the very, very
with
large
with an A
one.
On it.
Uh-huh. There's actually...
The A stands for Avengers.
Yes, I understand that.
There's a trophy for perching on the top of that tower.
I know, I got
way.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see all the controversy about the cops in the game?
I did.
At least two people have written articles about it. One was on Kotaku, and one was a review of the game, I believe. And they're both talking about how the cops are not accurate representations of how the police relations are in New York in this day and age, and they're all too goody two-shoes and stuff like that. And like, the story is about a guy who swings around on webs and fights crime as the Spider-Man. And also, who the fuck is upstairs?
I know.
Elephant.
Stop it.
They probably heard you.
God damn stomping. You people.
Now we're just going to hear.
Yeah, they could probably can't
That's
hear
what
us.
I usually stomp back.
How am I going to stomp back under them, Mandy?
That's what brooms
no,
are for.
Like, okay. I live on the third floor, and I'm literally just walking in my house, and they, like guess hit a broom up in the ceiling, so I just started jumping. I'm like, fuck you, I'm not even doing anything.
You were just walking, and you're so light.
Yeah.
How like, did you make noise at all?
Yeah, I don't know if,
to
like...
To be fair, I walk like an elephant.
Yeah, well,
it's probably
I can
like
hear
Mike
you coming
ran
from
one room to the next for 1 second. And
he's so light, too, though.
Well, he can stomp, though.
Have you considered getting, like, roller skates? To go through the house?
No one lives under me anymore. They haven't for a while.
I wish nobody lived above us. The person that moved in up there, I miss our old, like, upstairs
where
person.
No one, yeah, you never heard them.
Yeah, never heard anything from them, like, hardly ever. This new guy, like, he seems like a nice guy and everything. He's introduced himself once, and no real problems with noise, other than I am pretty sure that he walks around and, like, did you ever play Ocarina of Time, like Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time?
I dabble.
The metal boots that allow you to sink to the bottom of a lake. I'm pretty sure this dude wears those boots around his apartment. Because he just walks around and just...
Oh, God.
You go upstairs and knock to tell him to knock it off. He opens the door. He's dressed up as Link. He's like, role-playing.
Well, I'll be goddamned. Carry on, I guess.
My wayward son. Scumbag. Lindsay, I said I had news for you on Thursday.
Yes, you did.
Are you ready to
receive
my
it.
Blessing?
Maybe.
So, and I say this in the promise that we will go there.
Okay.
And I mean this. Sanrio is opening a Hello Kitty Grand Cafe in Irving. Is it Texas or where is it?
Irving, Texas is a place.
But yeah. But I feel like that's not it. Fuck, I didn't even read it.
Anyways, they're taking one of their pop-up cafes that they do in Japan and bringing it to the United States.
The Irvin Spectrum Center. It contains two concepts, a fast casual cafe and a separate private room for reservation only, afternoon tea, and nightly cocktails. On the fast casual side.
Please do not sully Hello Kitty.
You look up Hello Kitty porn online and tell me that,
that
someone
want
hasn't
to.
Already sullied it.
I mean, it has, but I don't have to look at it.
You never wanted to see that Hello Kitty Baditz
no.
Choco Cat Gangbang?
No.
Choco Cat Gangbang.
Choco Cat Gangbang. It just sounds like a great song.
I mean, it sounds like just the skeeviest, like, 90s porno. Choco Cat Gangbang.
Choco Cat Gangbang might be my favorite thing ever heard in a while.
Choco Cat? Right?
Because the way you phrased it, like, I understand that Choco Cat is a character. But the way you phrased it was as though it was a style of gangbang. That they were participating in.
You guys have any Choco Cat Gangbang?
You guys, I heard the Choco Cat Gangbang was going on tonight.
That's ultra porn. You have to have your ID for that one. Oh, my God. Anyway, on the fast casual side.
You have to have the season pass for it.
How can you do that to that poor kitty?
Oh, it's really adorable. I mean,
they might not be doing anything to him. He might be giving.
I love Choco. You know?
Oh. Lindsay's so upset and at the same time amused.
No, there is no amusement.
There's laughter. I heard it.
It's sad, depressing, like, laughter.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's no coming back now.
I don't think this is temporary. Because you say they pop them up. Like, this is permanent.
Okay.
And it just says in Irving, but it doesn't say it's LA.
I was going to say, Irving, most LA. Of that stuff's in California. Yeah. They've done them before, and they've only been up for like a month or two.
This doesn't say it closes at any time. Like, this, it sounds like this is permanent. Because it says Sanrio has character-themed cafes around the world and three other Hello Kitty cafe concepts in the U.S., a Hello Kitty cafe pop-up container, Hello Kitty mini cafes, and two Hello Kitty cafe trucks that travel across the country. So this sounds like a permanent thing that's being added.
Okay.
And what I'm telling you is that we will make plans to go to Irving, Where did I say?
Vegas.
You haven't actually said yet.
We're going to go to Vegas, and we're going to... What?
LA. California.
We're going to Irvine, California, and we're going to go to this Hello Kitty Cafe.
Sounds fucking hipster.
We'll make a little vacation of it.
Well,
you look at me like you don't trust me. You better get it done before they switch the...
I just know you're not going to want to drive in LA.
I'll drive in LA.
I mean, like, public transportation in LA is actually really nice.
No. I won't.
Why?
But I don't like public anything. So,
but I mean, you're
trip and I'll drive.
I was about to say your other option.
No. There's the option. Mandy will drive. She's a safe driver, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
What the fuck am I wrecked?
I don't know.
Was it my fault, jackass, that I told him my car that slams his brakes in a green light, then I got rear-ended more to really fuck up my car? It's the only wreck I have.
Would you say you got your car got a Choco Cat gangbang? Ski.
Can we talk about food yet? So then I can.
The cafe.
So you can leave. God damn. Rough. We were talking about food. We're talking about cafes.
It's true.
Yeah.
I like Hello Kitty.
I know. I just thought you'd be excited about that.
If
about
it
the
was
prospect
closer,
of
yeah.
Why does it have to be closer? Why can't we go farther away for once?
I mean, we could just fly there. It would probably be cheaper.
No, because a stupid Missouri license won't let you.
Yes, it will. They extended it through 2019.
Which is next year.
That gives us a year.
For what?
For a trip to L.A. Where are you not getting this?
The weed has kicked in.
The light is lost in your eyes. You're just dead inside at this point. I don't know why.
I don't know why. What about that conversation? Just like, so we can go to L.A. What are you not getting?
I don't understand what you're not. What? All right. If you're getting high off these fumes, you're going to start paying. Just saying. Let's talk about the main topic tonight, and then Manny can get the hell out of here. We're talking about comfort food, stuff we love to eat, and
can't do this show anymore.
Hey,
bring Trevor back.
Mandy was not a fan.
Why?
No,
Trevor,
okay.
Trevor's giving Mandy a lot of shit.
He just said mean things.
Well, Trevor talks shit anyway.
I'm pretty sure Mandy just said, let's do this so I can get the hell out of here.
Basically.
And also, I didn't sign up for this.
Just like imagine roughly 30% of what you dish out to Lindsay, Trevor hit Mandy with on Thursday.
Well, he must really care about you because I really care about Lindsay.
I love Chalk Zone is apparently the main topic of last week's episode.
Wait, what was
it? Just the excitement of Mandy saying, I love Chalk Zone. It's like, goddamn, I've never heard somebody so enthusiastic about Chalk Zone.
I don't know what Chalk Zone is.
I know what it was, but I never watched it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you guys were talking about Nickelodeon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, by the way, that poll finally ended today.
What poll?
Yeah, I meant to set it for 24 hours.
Nickelodeon versus Cartoon
Pretty sure
Network.
Nickelodeon still ended up
Nickelodeon
winning.
Nickelodeon did win, yeah. But I'd like to throw a fish into that wrinkle. And I want to mention that show on HBO with the fairy tales and the minorities.
What?
Once Upon a Time?
No.
No, that's not on.
It's not an HBO show.
No,
Fairy Tale Theater was on HBO.
Was it Happily Never After or something like that? What the hell was it called? I'm going to look it up.
There goes my food topic.
There goes your food topic?
Mandy really wants to talk about
it. It was HBO Fairy Tales for Every Child.
No, I've never watched that.
Yeah.
Because it
remember,
was.
You were the only one here with HBO as a kid.
I don't know if
the
I had.
King.
Oh, the king. Yes. All bow before me and my hernia. It was a fairy tale show that, like, stop it. That appealed to, like, every child, not just little white kids like Mandy, who could afford ponies and unicorns.
Yeah,
like
but
Lindsay.
She couldn't afford HBO, but you could.
And no, we probably stole it.
I probably stole the pony and rode it home.
No, that's not true. You didn't have ponies. Mandy had, or Lindsay
you
had ponies.
You don't even know anymore.
I had toy ponies. I had my little ponies. I didn't have a real pony.
She had go-karts.
One go-kart that I shared with my brother.
My brother had a power wheel that I was too big to ride.
My brother had a drug problem.
My brother's... Never mind. I'm not going to talk about that on the air. I still talk to my brothers.
Good call. All right, let's talk about comfort foods. Lindsay, let's not start with you because I don't have a list yet. So we're going to start with Mandy.
Pizza!
Did you ever clarify where pizza was?
No. Nope. In my mouth and delicious.
She's holding out on us right now.
Can we disqualify pizza because that's on everybody's list?
Well, I had it first and you let me start.
What's your favorite pizza?
Cheese.
Son of a bitch. No, that's not what I'm asking. Where do you like to get your pizza from?
Pizza Planet.
Pizza Planet.
Pizza Planet.
Pizzapotamus.
I don't have to be specific. I just need you to feed me. I like DiGiorno. I like Papa John. I like Marco's. I like the
Did
other
you say
one
DiGiorno?
We've gotten. Yeah. I just fucking
I'm too
love
high for this
pizza.
Show. I can't. This will be the one show that all my future job prospects will listen to and just think I'm a burnout, a racist burnout.
And then they listen to the rest of the episodes and confirm it.
Oh, fucking Zane Laney, by the way.
What did Zane Laney do?
I have to mention this because I know he's. I don't know if he listens to the other show, so I'm gonna give him shit now. He sent me that. Did I tell you he sent me that Ninja Turtle?
No.
Did I ever tell you this?
No.
Can you confirm I have the picture?
Yeah, so I got a box in, because you were here, Mandy, weren't you? We were working on editing, and they deliver a package, and I thought it was for Bob, because Bob always gets his packages delivered here.
Yeah.
And then I look on the front, and it says, to Mr. 100. And I thought, what the fuck? So I open it up, and it's that Monster Hunter Leonardo that I mentioned on the show
That's
a couple weeks
awesome.
Ago. Fuck it. And then I looked in, of course, it was Zane Laney.
The only conversation I have with Zane Laney is, and I was like, you sneaky motherfucker.
Because I was on Facebook at the time. So I asked May, she's like, do you want me to send a message? She's like, please.
I said, this will be the only message I have with
him. That's awesome.
So yeah, Zane, you're a son of a bitch, but thank
he
you
loves
so
you.
Much. Oh my God. It's with my other Leo collectibles. I love it. Thank you so much.
Zane's such a good guy.
He really, really is. And speaking of turtles, pizza.
Right?
The turtles do love pizza.
Where is your favorite goddamn pizza place out of all of them?
I don't know.
And if it's not Paglia's, why are you wrong?
I do love Paglia's, but I also love Papa John's and their garlic sauce. And I also love Marco's. I can't choose.
As long as it's just cheese, Mandy's happy.
I just need pizza.
So
I mean,
she's got the Matt Sin
I mean,
simplex.
I like simplex.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I like pepperoni.
It doesn't mean what that.
And or bacon and pineapple. But I'm usually down for just cheese.
Yeah, unlike Matt, she will have toppings on her pizza, but if she's given an option, cheese.
I will not be the fun sucker of the group. I'll have options.
I sometimes like a good cheese pizza, like because you don't have the pepperoni to take the taste away. It's just cheese, but it has to be a good cheese.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I can just eat it and I don't have to worry about half of the topping ripping off in my mouth and then falling or sticking on the pizza. And
Where's your favorite place to get a cheese pizza? What's your favorite cheese pizza?
Well, there's too many choices. I love them all. Don't.
Okay, what's your least favorite pizza?
Little Caesars.
Fuck. How?
Yeah.
When Domino's
exists.
It's gotten better over the years.
Well, Cape really Domino's has. Is terrible. Jackstown Domino's isn't too bad.
That's true, actually. Like, Shannon and I used to get Jackson Domino's a lot when he worked in Jackson more frequently.
To be fair, Jackson
Little Caesars
is also really good.
It is good. It is not bad. When you like go when they have to make it
in right as opposed to it sitting in the in the heater
why
for
you
an hour
order and not get a hot and ready
I guess my least favorite would be the Rhodes mini pizzas.
Oh, those are really really expensive and really bad,
and it's like I might as well kill myself with a heart attack than you induce me with one with your pizza.
I kind of like them.
They're like $4 and change.
That's true. They're really expensive. Like, Lindsay, remember when
like
we used to go on trips, I would get one.
Yeah,
and it was like on a cracker
ish.
Yeah, they're better in that they're cheaper, but I actually think I would prefer a Rhodes mini pizza to a Subway pizza.
I just love
Subway
pizza.
Pizzas are gross.
I've never tried one. I've seen Dalton try them, and Dalton says he likes them.
He's not bad. Like, I'll get it for Mike and then eat a piece.
Oh, Jesse, what's your favorite pizza place and least favorite? This is the kind of topic I'd like to go around the room for.
We can make this one of our, because all four of us here love pizza. So
I don't know. Lindsay, do you love pizza?
I'm just picky about pizza. Like, I like it, but the sauce has to be just right. And if it's not, I don't want it.
I was going to do the queen joke, but I love you too much.
Are we limiting it to Cape or just favorite pizza place?
Just favorite pizza place.
Probably that pizza place. It's Chicago deep dish from either the place we get it in Chicago or the place we get it in Indianapolis. That's probably my favorite pizza place.
What's your least favorite?
Least favorite, I don't know.
Domino's.
I know pizza's so good; it's like hard to not have a.
It's true. It probably is Domino's, just because our local
Domino's has burned us a lot.
They burned me too many times.
Yeah, it is hard to pick a bad pizza place though, because even when pizza's bad, it's still pizza.
It's still it's still pretty good,
except when it's Tostitos.
No,
and then it's
what is
pizza
Subway.
Roll.
Subway pizza is my least
favorite.
Fuck,
I'll eat both of those. Totino's is the. Dollar
Totino's.
No,
it used to be
plastic.
$1.
Like I said, no, the Totino's is the pizza rolls. Do they make a pizza or is it just pizza rolls?
No, they make a pizza.
Because I know there's also a Tony's.
And it's good.
And there's a Tostino's is
the chips.
Okay.
We had this whole argument.
I think it's Totino's makes an actual pizza. It's like it's the little one that's $1. Pizza.
Which is the one that the cracker that Scarecrow used to eat. Was that it?
Yeah, that was probably it.
Okay. Yeah, those are terrible. Because they're frozen, right?
Yeah.
But if you put them in the microwave for more than 34 seconds, it's immediately burned. It goes from 0 to 100.
I always put them
instantly.
In the oven.
Right?
Because you put it in the oven. A microwave pizza in a microwave. That makes no sense.
It's not a microwave pizza. Yeah.
It clearly says on the box, microwavable.
Or oven.
Yeah.
And that means I have a choice. Don't punish me for making the wrong
choice.
Conservative.
I will.
I'm pro-choice.
Because they're actually not bad when you heat them up in the oven. I like to sprinkle a little bit of extra cheese on the top of it.
AKA cake it in cheese, because that's what I do with the store-bought pizzas is I'll buy one.
Then he puts a huge layer, and then it's like, Lindsay, is this cooked? I'm like, I don't know. There's so much cheese on top, I can't tell.
There's so much cheese that the pizza on the bottom is forgotten about. I just tear the cheese off of it and eat it.
He does do that sometimes.
Lindsay, what's your favorite pizza place?
I like Papa John's, because I like their crust.
And the garlic sauce.
Yes.
And what's your least favorite place?
Probably, no, Emo's, because I don't do thin crust.
Now, we're talking pizza anywhere, though, so it could be Pennsylvania, too.
I come from a family whose father doesn't like pizza. We went to Pizza Hut when I had a Book It coupon.
Oh, Book It pizza.
Yeah. I remember Book It pizza. Oh.
I do, too.
Like, you can never relive that, because if you try it now, it will be awful.
The only reason I read as a child half the time.
Because they're, like, this big.
What's your favorite book? I don't know.
Goosebumps.
Why is that your favorite book? Pizza.
Because if I say it is, I get pizza. And a Pepsi.
Pizza. Why you gotta be so trash now?
God, I'm so hungry. Can we all just go get pizza after this?
Maybe. Shit. You're making me hungry for it now. I was going to text Allie and say, hey, we're getting out of here. Can you want to cook us something healthy tonight? But now I'm just thinking about pizza.
Pizza.
I've actually got like leftover spaghetti that I was going to heat up. But now I'm sitting there like, but I could get pizza.
You could get pizza. Pizza's for everybody. Yeah. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
That's something
pizza's
different.
On a bagel.
You can have pizza anytime.
I've ate bagel bites so many times this week, you don't even know.
My mom. Okay. So quick story about bagel bites. I don't like them.
My little brother had them all the time and they smell. Terrible.
I had them That's once and problem. Didn't like them.
So, like, I always saw the commercial for Bagel Bites, and I always really wanted Bagel Bites because it's a catchy ass jingle. I love pizza. I could have pizza in the morning. Fuck it. My mom, though, would not buy Bagel Bites except for when I was really sick. Because the thing is, like, and part of me thinks that she did this on purpose as a nefarious plot. But another part of me just really thinks that mom felt bad that her child was really sick and she just wanted to comfort him any way possible.
Comfort food. That's
exactly
the topic.
So like I would get
Mandy on the pro bagel bite ticket.
So like I always wanted these bagel bites. My mom would only get them for me when I was ridiculously sick. So I've thrown up pizza bagel bites so many times that I don't like them.
Did you throw it out? Did you puke it out of your ass?
Both.
Oh.
No, stop. This topic was going to
make
somewhere.
You not hungry. Did I ever tell you about the time I got sick from eating pizza before Christmas?
No, we're done. I will unplug you.
Pat's still angry about that.
Oh, yeah, because I made a milkshake in the toilet.
No, you did.
Mandy almost threw up at the table.
That's so nasty. Oh, my God. I'm not even hungry anymore. Fuck you. You.
I have earned my place back on the show. Congratulations to all.
God damn it. Mandy's reaction was the best part of it.
Would it make you feel better if I said it was a chocolate milkshake?
No! It's so nasty.
You're going to pour water on my laptop? What's wrong with you?
Oh, she was getting really close to the soundboard. I got worried for a second.
Oh, Lindsay, what's your least favorite pizza?
I told you.
She said
I couldn't hear because I
just
said
Emo's because I don't do thin crust.
That ain't even thin crust.
I can't even drink.
I don't prefer pizza on a cracker.
Oh, okay.
I don't want that shit.
Yeah, you do.
My personal favorite pizza place is JJ Twiggs.
That was actually going to be, that was my runner-up.
That's absolute favorite pizza place. I also love Mario's here in Cape.
Mario's is really good.
Oh, yeah, they are good.
My least favorite pizza place is Domino's, but I have to give a special mention to Papa Murphy's because one time I ate a pizza from there. It was right before Christmas.
Where's my other
To be fair, you've had it since then and you've been fine.
That's true. No, we've gone back. No, Andy, it's cool. It's cool. We've gone back on, me and Bob have been going on Tuesdays because they have a $10 Tuesday deal. Any pizza for $10.
And I get cookie dough.
And they've been very good. So I don't think I got food poisoning from that because you can't actually get food poisoning and get sick immediately. That is a misconception.
It's usually the meal you had beforehand.
Right. So yeah. I probably, it's just that's what I ate the night before I got sick. So but I always blamed it.
That said, it is possible to get food poisoning from your most recent meal. It's just typically not the way it works.
The worst part about it was that I was literally throwing up almost entire pieces of pizza.
Ew.
Hmm.
Yeah, and
did
it was.
Did you not chew when you ingested it?
I eat like a duck and you know it. All right. Getting hungry. Mandy.
What's your turn.
Oh, we're okay now?
Yeah, we're okay now. Yeah.
But that was my first choice. You guys didn't give your first choice.
No, that was all our first choices.
No, it wasn't mine.
We're counting that as our...
Pizza was nowhere on my list. Technically, it's Jesse's turn.
What? Well, Jesse claimed pizza and I claimed pizza. So let's get yours, then we'll go back to Mandy. Is that good for you,
That's
Jesse?
That's fine with me.
Okay, dark chocolate.
Chocolate.
I already forgot. You had to make eye contact.
What kind of dark chocolate?
Any. Ice cream, Kit Kats, candy bars, M&M's, Dove.
See, I was never a big chocolate fan. Other than chocolate milkshakes, that's where it's not a joke. I just really like chocolate milkshakes.
Chocolate milkshakes are delicious.
If there is one thing I am addicted to, it is chocolate. And McDonald's, if I don't have it sometimes, literally nothing will sound good until I have had a piece of chocolate.
She's true. It's true.
I like Snickers.
I like nougat.
Yeah, I've told the story before about I don't do regular chocolate anymore.
And butter.
I'm getting away from milk chocolate, and that makes me really sad because like I had a Milky Way, and I got about like halfway through it, and I'm just like, okay.
Chocolate's
I'm
good for your heart,
too. I'm forcing myself to finish this.
The dark chocolate, I think.
Yeah, chocolate's good for your heart. So it's bad for your
milk
waist.
Milk chocolate, not so much.
Yeah.
But dark chocolate has antioxidants and whatnot.
Mandy.
Burritoville, specifically beefy tacos and chips and cheese. But then their quesadillas are also so good and their dirty fries.
What kind of quesadilla? Because I really like the slow burn. Oh, cheese.
Actually, no, I get chicken in it usually and bacon.
I like their chicken quesadillas.
Their quesadillas, like Burritoville, is just pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it
is.
Lately I've been stuck on two beefy tacos and chips and salsa, in which Tuesday I will go to the gym, then order that online and up and then get a free Mountain Dew because I ordered online.
Yeah, she's.
I feel like that defeats the purpose.
Last time she came in, it was right after the gym, and me and her sat there and edited together, and she came in with Burritoville, like in her gym clothes. I was like, wait a minute. I feel like one defeats the other.
The Tuesday before that, he's like, just go get it. And I was like, okay.
When we were in St. Louis over the weekend, there was literally a Weight Watchers next to a Heavenly Ham in the like next door to each other.
Well, like here in Cape, there's a Weight Watchers right next to CC's Pizza.
Oh yeah.
Which, in fairness, I think eating CC's Pizza is a better weight loss program than Weight
That's
Watchers.
True.
It'll make you never want to eat pizza again. Godfather's Pizza. Pizza's so nasty. It's Mike Tyson. You should look it up. Jesse.
Yeah.
Back to the burrito though for a second. When it's the, I don't know why I looked at you. When they give you the slow burn and the ranch, it's so good. My favorite combination. But more than once, they've given me sour cream instead.
Ooh.
And that's a bummer.
That's no good.
I do like sour cream.
And it's really hard to eat those slow burns without the ranch.
Yeah, you need that cool factor in your
they
mouth.
They put, like, it's not just a little bit of buffalo sauce. Yeah, slow burn, for the uninitiated, is just a chicken quesadilla, which their quesadillas are literally just mozzarella cheese and chicken.
Yes, like amazing.
Seasoned
so
chicken.
Good.
Yep.
And then, yeah, they would also normally come with salsa and sour cream. If you get the slow burn... it's drenched in buffalo sauce.
Yes.
Like, drenched. And it comes with packs of ranch to dip it in.
Yes.
And it is delicious.
It really is.
Ooh, their dessert burritos were delicious.
Oh, yeah.
The ghost cheese.
Oh, baby.
Ghost cheese.
Yeah, it was ghost pepper cheese.
Ghost pepper cheese, that's what it was. I thought I said goat cheese. Goat cheese burrito.
Yeah, they're goat, or their ghost pepper cheese was pretty fantastic.
Jesse, go ahead. Number two.
Probably.
Which, Mandy, speaking of number two.
That's not what mine's going to be related to.
I'm being flipped off.
I never thought Shannon would make so many poop jokes.
Yeah, I'm really disturbed by it. I really think it's the weed.
I can smell it again. They just lit back up.
Well, they probably woke up.
All this laughing.
It's 420 at some point.
They're probably eating.
For me, probably steak.
Probably eating.
Jesus, probably. Anytime that I've had a bad day, like if I've had just a truly terrible day or truly terrible week, I will go out and I will buy a steak and I will cook a steak.
Jesse is a steak connoisseur because I've told him before that we went to like Outback and got a steak and he gets so mad. Like, let me cook you a steak. I'll show you what a real steak is.
I didn't get mad at you for like going to Outback. I
think it's because I said it was the best steak ever.
Yeah.
And you took offense to that.
Well, because you also got it medium well.
Damn. Yeah. I don't even eat steak, and I know that's not right.
Well, I've learned since then. I pretty much get what Lindsay gets. Lindsay, what do you get?
Usually medium rare.
I usually get medium rare.
That is the gold standard.
The sweet spot?
Yeah.
But you had a blue steak recently.
I did. That was also fantastic. Asa and I went up. I don't know if we've talked about this on a show before or not, but yeah, Asa and I both wanted to try a steak cooked blue or Pittsburgh rare, whatever you want to call it, at a really nice steak restaurant in St. Louis. It was very expensive, but mother of God, it was delicious.
Now, explain to them what that means, though.
Oh, it's basically raw on the inside.
You let the cow stare at the oven in terror and bring it on out.
Yeah, it's jeez. It's like seared to shit on the outside. Like, it's really well seared on the outside, but yeah, on the inside, it's basically raw.
So it's the steak equivalent of a, like, fish stick or Hot Pocket.
A gas station like, burrito?
Yeah, where it's like, it's burned on the outside and ice cold on the inside.
Well, it wouldn't be ice cold, ideally, but yeah. And it also tastes good versus, you know, a frozen-ass fish stick.
I like Hot Pockets, though.
Hot Pockets are delicious.
That would have been a comfort food years ago for me, but I have not had a Hot Pocket in so long.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Jim Gaffigan ruined it for me.
Hot Pockets.
I think I had one a couple months ago.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, I love mashed potatoes.
You buy those like $1.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
God, the first time we did that with Allie, she got so offended. She's like, you guys buy instant potatoes? Because she actually buys potatoes and like chops them up.
Which is good too, but these are just as good and you can eat them faster.
And you can dump cheese on them.
Yeah. That too.
Yeah, I mean, I will say like actual mashed potatoes is better than the instant potatoes, but instant potatoes are not bad.
No.
They're so good.
Yeah, instant potatoes are delicious. I like them.
Yes.
Just like potatoes in general.
I'm not a big potato fan. That has to be very. I like Outback's garlic potatoes. I like garlic potatoes. I like cheesy potatoes. What do you think with the
mashed
Irish
potatoes,
in me? I
would like baked potatoes, French fries.
Tater tots.
I just don't like scallop. That's gross.
Fried shrimp.
Yeah. I've actually had scallop potatoes cooked correctly because for the longest time, the only interaction I had with scallop potatoes was that goddamn hamburger helper shit.
Yeah.
that my mom always made. And, like, I literally could not eat them. It was just fucking potatoes and cheese. You'd think I'd be fine. I wasn't. It was disgusting. And I didn't realize that the problem was that it was Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, Hamburger Helper never did anything good for anybody.
No. Mm-mm.
Even their cheesy hash browns are gross.
That motherfucker's a motherfucker, is what he is.
And Hamburger Helper don't help nobody.
My next pick is Wattymelon.
Wattymelon?
I get down on some watermelon.
I will say I did not like watermelon before I met you because you actually like pick ones out that have flavor.
The way that I eat watermelon, the way I suck it down can only be described as deeply sexual because I will slurp on it.
And extremely messy because cutting it is not his forte.
No, I literally, it's like one of those old cartoons with a pig. I grab it, I shove my face in, and I go left to right.
That's how I eat corn on the cob.
It is. Seriously, like a good watermelon is literally my favorite thing to eat ever. It's so juicy. It's juicy as hell.
I love fruit.
Watermelon is delicious.
Watermelon is delicious. And I always got mad when people would make jokes about black people and watermelon. It's like everybody likes watermelon. How are you going to make fun of them for it? You know you like watermelon. Watermelon is the great uniter. It's like death and sinning. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, I have never met anybody that actively dislikes watermelon. Like they might dislike the seeds.
Yeah, I go for the seedless.
The seedless, yeah.
Even though there's still seeds.
In my case, growing up, I was so used to artificial watermelon that when I had real watermelon, I'm like, this isn't watermelon.
Real watermelon is much better.
Yes.
I need you to define artificial watermelon.
Like lollipops
and
candy.
That's what I thought, but I actually thought maybe there was like a tofu watermelon.
Ew.
Where it was like,
why would I ever consume anything related to tofu?
I don't know.
Are you forgetting who you're talking to?
Sometimes when I get really high.
So I found out, moving on from that.
Thank you.
That if you grill watermelon.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, it actually
looks like a steak.
Yeah, it gets a texture like similar to steak.
That's creepy.
It is.
But it still tastes a lot like watermelon.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I saw somebody online had posted pictures of them going to a restaurant and them serving them that. And they're cutting the watermelon and it looks like they're cutting pieces of steak. And the person watching is just going like, ew, no, no.
I don't understand it, but I want to try it. I meant to try it this summer, but I completely forgot about
it. Like going somewhere or do it yourself?
Do it myself. I've got a grill. I can get watermelon.
I'm down with that. You involve me in that.
Will do.
Mandy.
Chicken pad Thai.
I didn't even know what that was until we went out to dinner that one time.
Thai food or saffron or cafe and me.
Okay, so you're saying pate, not patty with
no,
like
pad
a
thai.
Weird
pad thai.
What's okay?
P-A-D, one word, Thai, T-H-A-I-E. T-H-A-I.
Okay.
Pad thai. Yeah, it's like a noodles, right?
Yeah.
I just thought she was like slurring her
noodles,
words.
Peanuts.
No, no.
From Shoguns, that was the most god-awful chicken I'd had from there.
I've never been to Shoguns.
Oh, my God. They're like hibachi is good, but if you just order off the menu, it was the most nastiest thing I ever had, and I was so upset.
Huh.
But.
Oh. Did not know that.
I've never ordered off their menu.
And Cafe Ami.
I've never ordered there at all. I've been to Watami's, and I've been to Midori's, but I've never been to Shoguns.
Saffron's pad thai is just fucking great.
Yes.
I never tried it. I mean,
it's so good.
You're the first person that ever got me to try sushi.
Me?
So, it was either you or Jesse. It was that night we all went out to dinner.
Me. When we went with Stephanie?
Yeah, because someone ordered sushi and I tried
it. Well, that had
to
be
Stephanie.
Then.
Was it
Stephanie
that ordered
it? Stephanie was the only one at the table that ordered sushi.
Okay, yeah, and I think she offered it to me and I was reluctant, but I thought, you know what? I don't get to see Stephanie that often. Fuck it.
That
I'm going to die
really
anyway.
Good. Yeah. That was the first time I ate at Saffron.
Yep.
That was pretty good.
Because I talked Mandy into it because she was really nervous about going.
Well, I had Mikey that day. And I was like, the fuck is my child going to eat? But
I bet you want to go to Saffron's right now, don't you? The thought of all that food.
Anything, honest. The next thing we talk about, I'm going to want that.
Let's find out, Jesse.
well, you know what? I'll go ahead and stick with Shannon's trend. Let's see. Watermelon is to Shannon what pineapple is to Jesse.
Pineapple's really good too.
I will eat pineapple until like my mouth hurts.
Jeez.
Like pineapple.
Jesse's responsible for most of the pineapples of the world dying out. Like they're living.
That shit
organisms.
Is just delicious. And yeah, it's citric acid, so it does fuck with your mouth a little bit if you eat too much of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut down on the acids lately.
I have been known to go to the store and get a pineapple, come home. And I've got one of those little like slicer things where you just shove it down in there, twist it up, and you pull it out. Yeah, I will do that, and I will eat the entire goddamn thing, and then I will nibble on the rind like in the inside to get the rest of the pineapple out.
I even like the just the slices of pineapple in can. Like even though they're much lesser quality, they're still tasty.
Yeah, it's still all right. Like I definitely prefer like the way I do it now.
I've never had. I think Bob maybe did that once and it was really good. You just have to feed me one day. I'm gonna ask you a serious question. Why aren't we dating?
You know, I've often thought that.
I feel like that would be a good combination. Lindsay, let's keep it rolling. We got about 3 minutes left.
Cheese. Just cheese in general. You used to make fun of me because I'd go to the kitchen and just get a piece of cheese. And you're like, are you just eating cheese? I'm like, yes,
I didn't
am.
Know that was a thing that people did was just eat cheese.
That's what I did when we were broke as shit.
The string cheeses.
That's disgusting.
No, you just go
American
get,
cheese
you just get a slice and unwrap it and eat it.
Not American, though. Oh.
When I was a kid.
Gross.
I mean, if it's all you got.
Oh.
It was either that or, you know, those barbecue sauce sandwiches.
When my mom would ask me to, like, grate the mozzarella cheese, I'd be, like, grating it and trying not to eat a handful. Mom would be like, quit eating
it. See, I do it so far. And, like, it's too small. I can't grate anymore. Munch.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't even know string cheese was a thing until 7th grade.
I don't like string cheese. It's always tasted weird. I like the little snacking cheeses. I think that's different, right? Like the
I mean, it just doesn't peel apart. That's the only difference.
And the flavors are different. Like, I like cheddar. That's about the only cheese I like to snack on is cheddar.
Oh, good sharp cheddar is delicious.
You can get cheddar string cheese.
Oh, can you? It doesn't really pull apart like that, though.
I've had it.
There's half mozzarella and half cheddar, I think. Yeah.
See, I can't do mozzarella by itself.
Oh,
it just tastes weird. It tastes weird to me.
Oh, my
He doesn't like the bland cheese.
Shit, you can give me a ball of like that fresh mozzarella. I would eat that goddamn thing like an apple.
Yep. Yes. Fucking yes. Sign me up now.
Look, Shannon's giving me
right
now.
You got the email yet?
I mean, when we buy that mozzarella for your burgers, I put the few slices you need
sure
and then
do.
I eat the rest.
I'm sure you do. Yeah, I have no doubt about that. I wonder why there's this much cheese on the burger, but there was a giant package of it. Where'd the rest of that goddamn cheese go?
In my stomach.
Sneaking that cheese around. My next pick is pizza rolls.
Doesn't that go under pizza?
No, technically not.
Okay.
It's like pizza's in a little submarine.
That's true.
And it's exploring my stomach.
That also don't get all heated. Some of them are scalding hot, or they explode. One is fucking cold.
So oh, yeah. Bob messaged. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say I stopped microwaving pizza rolls.
You oven them?
Yeah,
that's what Bob does too. Yeah.
I also like. I don't know if Bob ever started doing it, but I told him about deep frying pizza rolls.
He did it once. Oh. Yeah, I think it just took too long.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of extra time. Deep frying pizza rolls is fucking amazing.
Deep frying anything.
So I suggest we have a fucking food day at Jesse's soon.
Where Jesse cooks for all of us? Agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have appetizers
of these dunked pizza rolls.
No, yeah, if you guys give me cash, I will absolutely make a food day for you. I'll have like fucking fruit and pizza rolls sitting out for appetizers. I'll make y'all steak.
Oh,
I'll make Mandy a cheese sandwich.
A cheesesteak. It's a giant.
Make it fuck, you made me like the poor kid that didn't have lunch money.
What if it's the size and consistency of a steak? Like it's a giant steak, but it's all cheese.
Is it grilled?
The cheese? Steak? Oh, the cheese. Yeah, I'll grill your cheese. Why not?
Okay. Sold.
Bob messaged me last night and said, hey, you said you want to go to the gym tonight, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, what if instead... I just bring home boxes of pizza rolls and Pepsi. Yeah, I could do that.
That is the opposite of going to the gym.
And that's what we did.
Guilty. We're guilty of that.
Yeah. Could go to the gym, could sit right here on this couch, watch Philip DeFranco and eat bad things.
Yep.
And I just got filled in with bad things. All right, we're out of time. Mandy, go ahead and give us your last two real quick. Let's just go around the table.
Chick-fil-A and sushi, but then popcorn, chips, and salsa, and Smoothie King and salmon.
Oh, fuck, he's lost me.
I mean, didn't we do four already?
We did three. But I had an extra list. Because
you said...
Oh, because I didn't do pizza.
I may be skinny, but I like food. So I just spit-fired. Okay.
Jesse.
Chinese food and tacos.
Oh.
Mm. Those are my last two.
Lindsay.
Pancakes and ice cream.
Pancakes. God damn, I'm so hungry. Can I put ice cream on the pancake?
Yes. It'd be like a waffle cone.
I'm bothered. cheese sticks and Pepsi.
Oh, I forgot my mozzarella sticks.
I'm counting Pepsi just because it is very much a comfort food for me. When I'm having a bad day, tall, cold Pepsi, nothing does me better.
Dope. So,
very dope. All right. Peachy. Speaking of dope, get out of this high zone. We're going to get out of here and go get some food.
Yes.
Yeah? All right. You guys take it easy, scumbags. And we'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up.
Yeah.
Where you guys, I'm sure, we'll be talking about the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
And you're going to be talking about Superman's what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And many other things.
Yeah.
All right. That's Sunday. Nerd Up with Jesse Kimble, Mandy Kennedy, possibly Dalton. We don't know.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
Well, it's up to him.
If not, I'll probably be there.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, wait. Morning? No. Yep. I don't get up.
I know. Jesse was like, see you Sunday. And I was like, morning show.
And I want to hit you with those plugs real quick. We want you guys to go to podzilla1985.com. Listen to the past episodes. You can go back and listen to Mandy's first episode. It's in September of 2015. I won't tell you where. You got to find it yourself. We also did a great I Want to Believe this week. That was a lot of fun. We did PW last night. It was really good. It's Nerd Up on Sunday. It's a good show. It's a series of good shows. We also want you to go to facebook.com/podzilla1985. Interact with us. We get so many listens per day. We have so many listeners to this podcast. We are doing very well. And yet, the only one that interacts with us is Zane Laney.
Because Zane loves us.
And though Zane Laney is the king of men... We would like to hear from the rest of you as well. You don't have to send us gifts, but at least tell you who the
just
fuck you
hi.
Are.
Just say hi.
Yeah, just say hello.
Especially, like, I've noticed that we have, like, every month we get a bunch of people from the UK listening.
Yeah, who are you people?
Who are you guys? Like us on Facebook. Send us an email. Yeah. Literally anything at Podzilla1985.
That's absolutely
I'm from the UK at Podzilla1985.com.
Chocolate toilet at... Podzilla1985.
Choco Cat Gang Bang.
Choco Cat Gang Bang. Podzilla1985.com. And lastly, but not leastly, patreon.com/podzilla1985, where we have a new tier, or it's the...
We've updated
it. We've updated it.
The most basic tier.
So one thing that we do that you guys normally don't get to hear is we do a pre-show where we talk a little bit, we do sound check, that kind of stuff. And more often than not, some of our best discussions and funniest segments come from that. Because then once we go, okay, show's on, we all stare at each other blankly, wondering what the fuck to talk about, Mandy. like you're looking at me right now. So if you subscribe to us on Patreon, you get access to that. It's a lot of fun. You should do that.
It's literally the $1 tier.
$1. You give us a dollar.
And that gives you access to all the pre-shows.
You think we're racist now? Listen to the pre-show.
Oh my God.
Literally do it in a Klan uniform.
That's not true.
That's the weed talking.
And you wouldn't know that even if, because it's not video.
Fuck. Logic. All right. You guys have a great weekend.
Later.
We'll see you guys later. Have a great weekend. See you for Nerd Up. Later.